Somebody told me that last night on American Idol, one of the contestants performed your song, The Story.
Yeah, I think for the second time. I haven't seen the second time, but I saw the first time.
Yeah. Is it weird when somebody else covers your song? I mean, you know, do you sit back? Do you go, wow, that's really flattering? And then on another level, you know what would have been great is...
Totally. Well, you know what? It is flattering. I think that, you know, we as a younger generation of artists have an obligation to cover other people's songs, to cultivate standards, because the generation before us did that. And that's why we have songs that are ageless and timeless. And so when somebody else covers another artist's song, I think that that's a huge compliment to the artist. And that's how I feel. She made it sort of... mellow, like a mellow ballad, you know.
Hmm.
But that was her interpretation.
Yeah. Well, I love your interpretation. I mean, you go to a Brandi Carlile show a lot. Let's see, you've done Creedence. You're obviously a big Johnny Cash fan. Love the fact that you pulled out Jackson last night.
Gotta do Jackson.
I mean, that thing just, and Folsom Prison Blues. I could hear people out in the audience, Folsom Prison Blues.
I love the lyric, go and try your hand, you big talking man. Oh, make man. A big fool out of yourself. Go on and comb your hair.
That's good stuff. And you just recently released a new EP, XOBC.
Yeah.
And that had a couple of covers on it as well.
Uh-huh.
All You Need Is Love in Heaven from Bryan Adams. I thought that was an interesting choice.
That was one of the twins, Phil Hanseroth. That was his choice. He loves that song.
Yeah.
And I don't love that song. And he had a hard time convincing me to do it. And once I did it, I realized that it was going to take a totally different approach than what I was used to. So I woke up at like 7 o'clock in the morning and I went out to the barn where our studio is. And I sang that song all crackly and tired. And it came out, I think, really special. Now I do love the song. And not because of our cover, but because I see it now. I see the song.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't see through the production before.
Another song that you covered last night, Landslide from Fleetwood Mac. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stevie. Nobody likes Stevie.
Oh, I love Stevie Nicks.
One of my memorable moments, my rock star moments. Went to a Fleetwood Mac show, had a chance to go back and meet him, and I was nervous. I mean, I you know, it's like, oh, my God, I'm standing in the... There's Lindsay, there's Mick, about 10 feet tall, and there's Stevie. And she comes up, and after we talk a little bit, then we get a little group shot, and Stevie was hovering over my shoulder. I had squat down, and so I could get everybody in the shot, and Stevie's hanging over my shoulder. I'm going, that's Stevie Nicks on my shoulder right there. And I lost a damn picture now. But... it's up here.
Say it ain't so.
It's forever in my brain. But last night you covered this song, and this is one of your favorites. You know, anything that Stevie touches is gold. But there are very few songs like this one. It's Landslide, Fleetwood Mac on Clear 101.7.
Took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life? Time makes you bolder. kitchen in the snow covered hills where the landslide bring down. And if you see my reflection in the snow covered hills where the landslide bring down.
Good moment there. That's Fleetwood Mac, Landslide, one of Brandi Carlile's picks. She's in charge of the music right now. She's in the studio with us on Clear 101.7.